Bonus scene. December 16th, 9515 BC. Helen stood quietly at the window as she watched Orion vanish with the others. Bitter, burning tears choked her. This was the last thing she wanted, to be separated from her children, even Stracurius. While theirs had been an arranged marriage, she'd grown to love him more than her own life. And though he'd been dyeing his hair black over these past few years in blatant defiance of his father, she still clung to the image of the fair-haired boy she'd married, the same boy whose face and form was evident in their beautiful sons. How she loved them not only for their strength and courage, but for the fact that they were their father's sons, that they were the unification of her life and Stryker's. "Why couldn't you love me?" Those whispered words were a crushing blow, a haunting torment that lacerated her heart. She'd given him everything she had, had placed him first before everyone in her life, save those of her sons and her daughter. It hadn't been enough. Others had blinded him to the purity of her love, to the fact that in her eyes he'd been perfect in every way, a champion unlike any other, and it shattered her heart into so many pieces. "I may have lost someone who didn't love me, but you lost the only one who truly loved you, Stryker." Worse, he'd deprived their children of a mother who was willing to fight and die for them. Choking on a sob, Helen turned away from the window, unable to bear the pain inside. Damn the gods for this. How crazy that there for a moment, when she'd told Stryker she wanted to leave, she'd actually thought he might stop her. That he would care enough to argue, to fight for their marriage as much as he fought for those he claimed to feel nothing for. "I'm such a fool." Nay, that wasn't the truth. He was a liar. Not just to her, but to himself. Because the day would come when he'd step back from his anger at the world and at the injustices it had given him and realize what he'd done, what he'd lost. Not for any reason other than he was stupid. Rather than appreciate the heart he had and the loyalty she offered, he spurned her for things she couldn't help, for things that didn't matter. She'd provided for him and their children, had loved him with the whole of her heart. The cure for loneliness isn't separation, Stryker. Too bad he wasn't bright enough to realize that. Yet. But the night would come when he would. That was the problem with regret. And it was why her mother had always told her to be so very careful in the company she kept. "Poison tongues breed discontent. Beware those who criticize what you love and who sow discord in their wake. For there is nothing in the world more abysmal than a lying tongue, or one who seeks to stir mischief where happiness lives. A malbeating heart that uses false flattery and guile. Beware her beauty, for it will burn and abolish all who succumb." Too many around Stryker had spoken ill of his human wife, and rather than protect her and defend her, he'd allowed their opinions to color his own. Until it was too late. Now, he was surrounded by vipers who didn't care about him. They only wanted what they could take, and he was too blind to see it. And she, who would have starved to feed him, and would have given her life for his, was gone. What is shattered can never be made whole again. Drawing a ragged breath, she took the case Orion had set inside the door and carried it to the table. There was no use dwelling on what she couldn't change. She was back in her world now. More tears choked her as she thought of her son, her Orion and Paris, Theo and Archie. Stop it! But how could she not think of her children and grandchildren? The beautiful faces that she'd most likely not see again. Helen sank to the bench to weep out her utter misery. This was not what she wanted. How could she? She wanted her family back. Damn you, Stryker, damn you! And damn Apollo for his curse, for their marriage, that she should never have been forced into. Better that she remain unmarried and alone than be banned from her babies. Her hands shaking, she wiped at her eyes and struggled to control her heartache and pain. Sniffling back tears, she opened her case to dig out a cloth to blow her nose. Helen frowned as her fingers collided with a peculiar object. At first, she had no idea what it was. Not until she pulled out a small painting of her family. Her tears flowed even more, as she knew instantly who'd placed it there. Orion. He alone would have been this thoughtful, a small token of his so that she could keep them ever near to remember their faces. I love you, my children. And she always would. If only the gods had been more merciful. Better yet, if only their father had loved her too, then they'd still be together, united. But fate was a cruel bitch. And in her gut, she had a bad feeling that their father was about to learn the worst lesson of all. We hope that you have enjoyed our presentation of Stygian by Sherilyn Kenyon, performed by Holter Graham. Performance copyright 2018 by Brilliance Publishing Incorporated, all rights reserved. For further information concerning this program or other Brilliance audio titles, please call the following toll-free number, 1-800-222-3225, or visit our website at www.brillianceaudio.com. No part of this recording may be played for an audience or reproduced in any form. It may not be streamed, downloaded, broadcast, or copied without written permission. Address all inquiries to Brilliance Audio, P.O. Box 887, Grand Haven, Michigan, 49417.